I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm a bank manager in a bank today after this new policy decision, and I get compensated on the value of my bank's stock. You just told me I could take all the depositors' money, go to Las Vegas, put it on red. Maybe I double it, maybe I lose it all, but it doesn't matter to me because you, the taxpayer, and the government guarantee all my depositors. As long as I play by the rules that we have now and the football rules of banking, I get to go crazy. And I think this is a very bad mistake.
March 15, 2023. That's Kevin O'Leary, Canadian multimillionaire, talking about the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and President Biden coming out the other day and saying, listen, no one's going to lose any money. It's not going to be a bailout, but we'll make sure that everybody that had money in that bank will get it back. So as O'Leary said, if I'm a manager in that bank, might as well put it on red in the casino and see if it goes double or zero. Now, you probably know O'Leary best from Shark Tank, the so-called badass. But offset, he's often called Mr. Wonderful because he gives a lot to charities. But he's on Sean Hannity last night. And when it came to those who are running the Silicon Valley Bank, where he's had money, in fact, he has more than what's covered by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and he knows that's lost money, unless they're going to be, quote, not really bailed out, but given this money that Biden says is not a bailout. He says, you look at who's running that bank, I got a word for those guys.
This bank was run by idiots with an incompetent board. It's one bank. No one ever heard the name before. Now it's internationally famous.
Why the hell did you keep your money? Kevin, you're a smart guy. Why did you keep your money there if it was run by idiots?
No. It's one of many, many banks I keep my money in. And look, I'm a big boy. And my whole point is if you have more than $250,000 in any institution, you're basically a hedge fund or a savvy investor or a business. You understand your risk and you act accordingly. So I think the Fed's mandate about keeping FDIC insurance at 250 makes sense to me.
Yeah, it would. But now Biden has said, don't worry about that limit. We'll pay you above that limit. And it may not just be idiot banking, maybe criminal. The DOJ and SEC are carrying out separate investigations, questioning some bank execs were cashing out something like $2 million or so, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Well, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says, call it what you want, Biden's planning a bailout.
If the management of Silicon Valley Bank had known the difference between a banking textbook and an L.L. Bean catalog, Silicon Valley Bank would have never bought securities that are so sensitive to interest rate without hedging that risk. And it's a very easy thing to do. Honestly, it's banking 101. If you buy securities to back your deposits that are very sensitive to interest rates, there are other securities you can buy to hedge that risk so you don't take the risk. I'm appalled. The bankers at Silicon Valley Bank didn't do it. I mean, it was bone deep down to the marrow stupid.
Bone deep down to the marrow stupid. And word coming out today, Moody's Investors Service cutting its outlook for the U.S. banking system. It was stable. Now it's moving to negative, and six U.S. banks are on review for potential credit rating downgrades. That's an entire sector of our economy. Once again, Kevin O'Leary on bank stocks.
Frankly, what I see now as an investor in bank stocks, I won't invest anymore because you're basically telling me that from now on, the regulatory environment on small regional banks is going to be so punitive, I don't think they can make money anymore. Remember this. This is a really key issue for everybody in America to think about. There are 11 sectors in our economy. We are the greatest economy on earth. One of them is financial services. It's the only sector that services all other 10. We have to make a decision. Do we want to turn this into a utility to service the other 10, or do you want it to be private? If it's private, you have to let the idiots go to zero. And we didn't do that this weekend.
We did not. And another point on the Moody's Investor Service cutting outlook for U.S. banking in general, said banks are substantial unrealized securities losses with non-retail uninsured U.S. depositors may still be more sensitive to depositor competition or ultimate flight, a run on the bank. They didn't say it that way, but that's the way I'm putting it. And they do point out even banks that do not experience runs are likely to face rising funding costs, cutting into profitability. So bank stock profitability is going to drop off as well. And then also in the midst of this, warnings continue about Swiss Bank. The Switzerland's second biggest bank, Credit Suisse, may be the next to fall. The financial expert who predicted the 2008 financial crisis said Credit Suisse is not looking stable. But here in the U.S. of A., Biden promises no investors will be losing money, even if you have more money in the bank that you're above the $250,000 FDIC-approved money. And there are a lot of folks who have money in that Silicon Valley bank. After all, it's out in Silicon Valley where they give money away for green energy projects and plans that don't even exist and never will be put down on the ground or paper even. But they'll give them money to look at it. And don't forget all the other money things Biden is spending on. Pigs and video games. Pigs and video games. That is a fact. In fact, the survey just released by Senator Joni Ernst, Republican, and unveiling again more egregious government spending, including dollars to train pigs to play video games. That's a fact, an absolute fact. And also later, I'm going to tell you how the Air Force is going to spend even more money, which has nothing to do with our defense. Nothing. Yeah, we're upside down right now. And another issue coming up, a guest is going to help you and understand what you need to do to protect our children from woke predators, which is a constant push of this program. Lock and load, ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What the federal government might be able to do to protect LGBTQ Americans, especially trans kids who are dealing with all these regressive state laws that are popping up right now.
Transgender kids is a really hard day. thing. What's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. I mean, it's just terrible what they're doing. It's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I want to become a man, or I want to become a woman, or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about?
What are they thinking about? What is Joe Biden thinking about? And that remark aimed directly at Governor DeSantis of Florida and the pushback in Florida and other states as well to not simply allow transgender activism to run wild and wicked across their state and in their schools, often without parental permission and understanding. And if the kid wakes up and thinks that, it may be because it's been told to them every day, you might be a girl instead of a boy. You think that's going to cause some confusion for kids? Yes. Joining us to get into more details about that, not only in Florida but elsewhere, John Schweppe of the American Principles Project. And you guys are pushing back against all this transgender ideology. Where do we stand at this point?
Well, I think we're winning, Larry, which is a good thing. You know, I think that's why the left is absolutely freaking out and why Joe Biden is, you know, gaslighting the American people. But, you know, when people see what these surgeries and what these, you know, treatments, they call them, are actually doing to these poor kids, of course they think we should ban them for kids, right? I mean, it makes obvious sense. And I think the reality is, and this is what the governor of Florida has done so well, is, you know, people just don't know what we're talking about. You know, when they think like, oh, we should be nice to transgender kids, we should treat them fairly. Yeah, sure. Should we mutilate them? Should we make it where they can never reproduce? Should we cut off, you know, skin grafts off their arms and do double mastectomies for girls at the age of 15? Of course not. Of course not. And there's a moral argument here. And so, you know, I think we just have to be strong on this. We're going to win. And don't let the left gaslight us into being cowards.
All right. I want to break down some of what you said and add a couple other remarks. First of all, I made it clear to this audience, I have several principles, missions guiding this program. One, patriotism, which includes God, family, and country. And secondly, defending the unborn. And third, protecting our children from woke predators, whether or not they touch their body, if they're working inside their mind to reshape it in a wrong way, turning them against their parents or anything else. That interview that you were listening to, Biden making those remarks, you heard the setup question. It's a New York Times daily report asking, what should the federal government do for these transgender children? I mean, automatically saying, put the federal government in charge of your children.
Right. Well, and if you look at what the left actually wants to do, they want to impose, they're already doing it in the states, they call them transgender sanctuary laws.
Yeah.
And Larry, this is absolutely insane stuff. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Minnesota is one of these states that passed a law like that. You know, if my kid is trafficked to Minnesota and tells a doctor there that he's trans, I might not be able to get custody of my kid back. Like, yeah, that's actually how this really works.
Yeah, because you'd be abusing them if they were sent back to you, because you won't let them go trans. You're abusing
child. That's right. And that's what they want nationwide. They want to make it basically where parents have no choice. If some mandatory reporter, a teacher, a doctor, someone says, hey, I think your kid is transgender, you know, they want to force parents to go down the road of transitioning them. And what does that mean? That means literally hacking up their body and making it where they can never reproduce. It's unbelievable. It's Nazi-like stuff, and it needs to be banned, and that's why I'm glad to see Republicans having the courage to do what needs to be done here.
And what DeSantis did in Florida, which it was kind of a precept to the interview with Biden, they started publishing some pictures of the bodies being that had been mutilated. You're not seeing a face, but you can tell it's a young body. And there's scars where they would normally have breasts, budding breasts anyway, or maybe more developed breasts, depending on what age it happened, showing the scars they carry. And then some other pictures. And everybody would say, that is so foul, that's mean, that's ugly, that's gross that you would do that. Why would you do? My question is, why the hell would you allow it to be done to a child?
Yeah, well, sometimes people need to see this stuff. And it is graphic. It's horrible to look at. But DeSantis is taking a page from our group, frankly. We ran ads that were controversial in a lot of states because we showed, you know, the type of reading material that was in schools, the type of things that are happening to kids with these surgeries. And again, it's not nice to look at, but people need to know, like, this is not medicine. This is literally an assault on our children, just totally brutalizing their bodies, destroying their bodies, and locking them into this, you know, lifetime of depression and sadness. And it's just horrible stuff. It is unbelievable, Larry, we're even talking about this.
Parents are warned. If you don't let your child do it, they might become suicidal.
That's exactly right.
There are studies out of Europe that show many, after they've had the surgery, become suicidal.
There's no legitimate longitudinal studies that show that this prevents suicide in any way. What it does do is it locks them into transgenderism, and transgender folks are 18, 19, 20 times more likely to commit suicide than others. So, you know, this is ultimately, it's a disaster, and again, we have to do something about it. Thank goodness for people like Ron DeSantis, who are not afraid of the issue and are saying we're going to protect our kids.
You're listening to John Schweppe. He's with the American Principles Project. Now, let's take a moment and step back and look at the other side. And I've always said that if a child truly, truly is disoriented, but every child at some age, 12, 13, up to 15, 16, you don't feel good about yourself. You're not sure, do I look right? Am I too fat? Am I too skinny? Do my freckles, I have too many, anything like this. We all have been through stages of puberty and changing and everything. But if the child actually is genuinely confused, you don't rush to surgery, and you don't just do a 30-minute consultation. You do an extensive evaluation to help the child and see if there's a way to do it certainly short of surgery and short of puberty blockers, because once you start on that road, you're beginning to reshape their body.
Right. Well, the problem is the activists have pushed the doctors to not even help these kids deal with the psychological issues of body dysmorphia. And instead, they only push them down this road towards, you know, transgender surgeries. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's really important to understand the why here, because I think a lot of folks misunderstand the transgender movement, and sometimes they think it's about pedophilia or whatever. No, what's really happening here is that a lot of these adult activists are still dysphoric. They're still unhappy with their bodies, even after their changes. And their obsession with kids comes down to the fact that they think if these kids can do this prior to puberty, that they won't have the problems they're having. So they're kind of, I would say, projecting their own psychological issues on these younger kids. And ultimately, you know, the reality is there's just no getting over it. If you are a biological boy and you're pretending to be a female and you're taking drugs to be a female, you're going to have that dysmorphia. It's just a fact of life because you are a boy. That's how you were created.
You raised a very interesting point there, and I don't think we have given enough time to it. That is that if some transgenders, they are having a difficult time, and they're thinking, you know, maybe because I started too late, it was much too taboo and so forth, that if we can loosen this up and help these kids, maybe when they get to my age, they won't be suffering the trauma I'm having. On one hand, you can say that's an altruistic approach, although it's damaging kids still in my view, but if they're thinking if they're going to go that direction, it should start earlier and they shouldn't be, you know, basically castigated and castrated as well for it. But the bottom line is that it might be better for them when they reach my age. The issue is though, these kids, they're not allowed to go in and buy a pack of cigarettes, buy alcohol, get a driver's license, do a lot of other things. They can't even often decide what they want for dinner, and we're going to let them make the decision about their body that's going to affect them the rest of their life, whether or not it turns out correct.
Right. And there have been studies. I mean, this is important. There have been plenty of studies that have shown desisting, that kids who deal with gender dysphoria in their youth often grow out of it and end up living, you know, fulfilling lives not as a transgender person. And so, you know, even if there's a small percentage, and by the way, it's a large percentage, but even if it's a small percentage of kids who would be able to have, you know, normal lives, it makes no sense to lock them into this with these horrible surgeries and all of that. And so, you know, ultimately, whether it's altruistic or not, I think you're seeing troubled people, psychologically troubled people, trying to inflict that same pain on others, and we have to prevent that from happening.
And we also have to understand there is a true difference between LGBTQ. In fact, a lot of them are not happy that all this stuff is now gone past LGB, you know, lesbian, homosexual, lesbian relationships, that they're not happy that it's, now they've been kind of pulled together with this transgender thing, and not just transgender or cross-dressing, but actual surgery, and particularly on children, because they, many of them have stated it's becoming a circus. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. the kids are the center act.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the strongest, loudest voices in opposition to this gender ideology movement happen to be gays and lesbians. And I think that's been an important part of this coalition to let folks know, you know, these are innocent kids, and some of them will grow up to be gay and lesbian. But these are innocent kids that deserve the opportunity to have that innocence and not be sexualized at such a young age. And unfortunately, we have this movement that's just hell bent on doing that. And we have to do everything in our power to stop that from happening.
And of course, many are saying you're just too prudish.
I think that's wrong. You look at these images, and it'll make you a prude, I suppose. But, yeah. You know,
I'm with you.
Terry Schilling, my boss, says this all the time. We really wish we didn't have to talk about this issue. It isn't like a fun dinner table conversation, but the reality is it's happening. It's objectively one of the worst things that's ever happened in this country, and we have to prevent it from happening.
Let me ask you on a personal level, if you don't mind sharing, do you have children?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, I have 3 kids and a 4th on the way.
And great. And what ages? Your last 30 seconds here.
5, 3, 2, and then newborn soon.
Okay, so they're still well below this level, but then there are others that are listening. They have kids that are mid-teens, and they have to worry every day about what their child's going to do. I mean, short of breaking a law, walking in and saying, I want to be transformed. I want to thank you very much for what you guys are doing. Again, it's the American Principles Project, and you have your own website, but you can find them on Twitter at, was it APPO or APPRO?
AP Project.
AP Project at Twitter, AP Project. John Schweppe, again, thank you, and Terry and the rest of you for the work you're doing, and we'll continue to monitor and do it again, because unfortunately, this subject is not going to go away.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet. And again, that is the one of the groups that are fighting to protect our kids. It is a daily battle. It's hard to find a car you like, but here's an easier way. AckermanToyota.com. In a flash, you're going to see new and pre-owned. You can quickly select which model you want, price, colors, options, get details on financing, lifetime oil changes, lifetime engine warranty. Just click AckermanToyota.com, AckermanToyota.com, Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44, Ackerman Toyota for life. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So following up on our discussion with John Schweppe, the American Principles Project, in defending our children from those who would prey upon them, forcing, encouraging, and actually carrying out not just puberty-blocking drugs injected into their systems, but surgery. And, of course, part of that point and that statement dealt with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and what he's doing in his state. He is fighting against any kind of thing like that involving kids. They are blocking transgender surgeries and puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, saying they're not grounded in science. They're still experimental, investigative. That same attitude is expressed in Sweden and most recently Norway and in Europe. They're not in favor of pushing, but in this country, we reached a point where we're going to affirm If the kids think they might be in their own body, they might be a different gender, go along with it. It'll help them out. No, not necessarily at all. So you've got President Biden mocking DeSantis, saying, it's not like a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decide I want to become a man or become a woman. I want to change. Mocking. A lot of kids wake up in the morning and say, you know, today I'm going to be Superman. Or tomorrow, maybe I'm going to be a ballerina. And President Biden even said in an interview, what's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. Ron DeSantis responding, it is not sinful to prohibit the mutilation of minors. He said it's not acceptable for the federal government to mandate that procedure, sex change operations for kids to be allowed. There are states, of course, that are havens, as we were discussing with my guest. If you can get to our state, we will give you puberty-blocking drugs if you want to change your life. We'll even give you surgery. We won't even let your parents know. This is not going to help our children. You know, now they're realizing suddenly what we've been telling them all along during COVID, making kids wear masks and missing school when they weren't really vulnerable for COVID. It was going to hurt their education. We're seeing the facts now. And what are we getting from those who were pushing that? Oh, our bad. We're sorry. Please accept our apology. Is that what you're going to say in the future when these kids are so messed up because you allowed and, in fact, encouraged this kind of activity? That's why on this program we will continually protect our children from woke predators, from touching their body and or their minds. And let me give you an example of what just happened on a talk show program hosted by Drew Barrymore, former ET star. She's got a transgender on with her, Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. And she's telling Dylan, watching your journey, being such a huge fan of yours, I think there's a way to be taught and educated, open minds. And I think you have that gift. I really do. And she got down on her knees. Drew Barrymore got down on her knees in front of a man dressed as a woman. Do I hear any feminist out there say, what? A woman got on her knees in front of a man? Well, not really a man. It's a transgender or in the process of it. You want another problem issue? The Los Angeles Metro light rail system. Many commuters are abandoning, according to the LA Times. They will not ride that Metro light system. Why? Because so much drug use is happening. And human filth. And in fact, many are smoking fentanyl while aboard the train. Do you want to get on board one of those trains and inhale the smoke from a fentanyl crack pipe or your children? No, of course you don't. And they wonder why they're going to have a drop in revenue. There it is, right there. There it is. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's turn the page. I mean, this is enough real tough and serious talk. Let me try something maybe a little lighter for you. So I have this funny story. Let's begin here on free speech. You'll appreciate this. When Jack Buck was alive and announcing for the baseball Cardinals, he called the Los Angeles Dodgers manager, Tommy Lasorda. He said, hey, Tommy, you believe in free speech? Hell yes, Jack, I believe in free speech. He said, well, good. I've got you booked for a speech at St. Louis next week. It's going to be free. And you would expect that our campuses would be open for free speech, but we know they're not, and here's the latest incident. Charlie Kirk was invited to speak at his Turning Point gathering on one of the campuses, and Turning Point has been very big about organizing college campuses and students to get involved in speaking and understanding our government and actually trying to not necessarily shape minds, but make sure they have an understanding of all sides of the issue. Charlie Kirk, obviously, a conservative commentator as well. So he got invited to the UC Davis campus, University of California in Davis. More than 100 protesters showed up, some carrying banners that read, "Queers bash back." Another one, bash, I guess, is what it was supposed to say. They're writing this, they're breaking windows, they're battling some police. The police had some of the protesters were carrying hammers and saying, "Fight back." They were trying to get to the building where Kirk was going to be speaking. A UC Davis campus police spokesman later said that 5 were arrested after spraying graffiti on the outside of the building, and not sure what other charges might be filed before it's over with. He said, "We don't have information on who these folks are, but we'll find out through some of the rest, maybe." Many of them were identified and identifying themselves as left-wing LGBTQ activists, carrying signs that also said, "Protect trans kids," and "Fascist off campus." This is where these folks don't understand anything. They don't know history. This is what fascists did. They burned books. They removed information. They shut off free speech. So you only got one side of the story. Now they will not allow someone to make a speech because it's against what they believe. That's fascist at its principle. You can go to the speech. You may not have to like Charlie Kirk or what he has to say, but he should be allowed to say it, certainly in this country. In a fascist country, I wouldn't expect you to have that right. But his Turning Point chapter at this campus invited him, and he said, "Sure, I'll be there." And then, of course, word got out, and they immediately rushed forward to make sure he did not get that opportunity. I'm looking here to see if he actually got to carry out the speech in full, and I'm not sure that he did. But they simply deemed and declared that Charlie Kirk is a program of hate, and he encourages students to fight the leftists on campus. Once they start tearing things up, making up lies, and trying to shut down free speech, their free speech has just been violated. That's a fact.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So put this on your calendar. May the 1st, Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have the finest seafood, lobster, crab, caviar. May 1st, Napoli C opens on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3, which is also open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli. In Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles, and then May 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So at the gathering last night, Defend America, Secrets We Should Not Be Telling, featuring Senator Jim Talent of Missouri, former senator, and Dakota Wood, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel. Colonel Wood was talking about the appropriations for our defense and everything and how weak it is overall. And then you start breaking it down into categories of each of the branches. And then you start looking at how those monies are being spent. And I want to share this with you, this story coming out today. The U.S. Air Force has now launched an effort to hire a bunch of people. They're going to put them in posts all across the nation, from D.C. to Alaska. And each of these that they're hiring will be paid a minimum of $82,000 a year. You want that job? Minimum $82,000. You just have to go to one of these military post bases, Air Force bases, they actually call them, not a post, and you would then get your money. And in fact, you could get up to $180,000. Wow, that sounds like what a deal, huh? Well, now within that in mind, you need to understand this. I can't shut off this phone. Shut this thing off. Interrupting me. There. I'll fix it. I got to throw it at the screen. The point, and I know why I came on this, trying to keep me from saying the next part of the story. or as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. These are going to be hiring diversity, equity, and inclusion managers for the Air Force. 180,000, minimum of 80,000, just so you can go in and say, I have a DEI behind my name. I get at least 80 grand to tell people about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's going to make a lot of difference to you on the battlefield or when you're in a fighter jet. I will guarantee you. Right. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.